This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Muskete. There was a strange start to spring this year. I had read emails from folks on the other side of the Chiricahua Mountains from us about dead rabbits, jackrabbits, and cottontails. Then I saw an Arizona Game and Fish report about dead rabbits in the deserts around Douglas, Arizona, Agua Prieta, Sonora. The rabbits, the black-tailed jacks, and the Audubon cottontails were dying of a virus, a hemorrhagic disease called, charming name, RHDV2. Yeah. One morning on a dog walk down our drive, just a few hundred yards, we found three dead rabbits. Our dog Farley was delighted and wanted to carry one home, but reluctantly left it after I pried it from his jaws. The virus is only contagious to rabbits, wild and domestic. But over the next few weeks, we found dead rabbits almost every day. So here we are, we're isolating ourselves and we're taking precautions. We're in a pandemic and dead rabbits laying across the land. It didn't lift our spirits, okay? No. Well, anyway, we're finding fewer dead rabbits and we do see live rabbits. And I do love those black-tailed jacks. What a marvelous creature. Their funny walk, their terrific running and bounding, the way they sit in the shade of a shrub. I love the way the sunlight, if the sunlight's behind those long ears, if their ears are up, those ears are like a translucent pink. Just fantastic. Black-tailed jackrabbit. They have a black stripe on their tail. Is that cool? Very cool. Jackrabbits, the scientific name is Lepus or Lepus, you decide. Lepus californica, Lepus californica. Lepus, that's American. Lepus, that would be sort of a reformed academic Latin. You decide. I like Lepus, too, because it sounds like something a jackrabbit would do. Anyway, L-E-P-U-S is from the Latin for hair, and they are hares. And it's nice to see living hares and cottontail rabbits, too, yeah. So, at least once a week, we leave our little homestead near the banks of the Ojolote and go somewhere to explore. Day trips, sometimes short, sometimes long, but day trips away from home, away from news. Do not think about pandemic. Don't look for dead rabbits. We found a marvelous canyon near us. On the way there, you've got to cross wide open grassland. Then you get into oaks and mesquites and junipers. And then it's oaks and junipers and pinons. The mesquites have left us. And then we follow. We hike that canyon. We get into Chihuahuan pines with those oaks. Magnificent Chihuahuan pines. Huge. Even a few Apache pines. The scientific name for the Chihuahuan pine, it used to be Pinus chihuahuana. Right? Can you imagine if you had no idea? You didn't live in the Southwest or somewhere. You had no idea of Spanish, and you were trying to Latinize Chihuahuana. Chihua Huana. Anyway, it's now Pinus lyophila variety Chihuahuana. I'm having way too much fun. Before I forget, Apache pine with its amazing long needles. Oh, yeah, needles 9, 10, 11, 12 inches long. Its name is Pinus ingelmannii. And so we hike this canyon, and the oaks start changing. The emrys disappear, so it's Arizona whites with the addition of silverleaf oaks. Oh, my goodness. Then we started finding madrones, flowering madrones, Los Madroños, Arbutus arizonica, growing among the oaks, and flowering, too, tiny white urn-shaped flowers on red stems. All the young branches are red and peely, and the older trunks and branches are gray. A magnificent tree in the heather family. What is the heather family? Ericaceae. Ericaceae? That's it, Ericaceae. So, yeah, related to manzanita. Some of the madrones were as tall as the oak so easily. I'm not making this up. 40-foot-tall madrones. I couldn't stop taking photos of flowers, of leaves, of bark. Oh, man, we're just going to keep going back to that canyon, to that woodland. Oh, my goodness, oaks, junipers, pines, madrones. And I think we're just going to see a lot more. We're not done in there. We're not done in there. There's more. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.